Hey guys, welcome to the Rocky and Jiffy Show. I'm Rocky.
And I'm Jiffy. And you're listening to the Rocky and Jiffy Show. Can you believe the shit that's going on?
No, you want to talk about it? Stupid. It's not working.
Oh my God, we are back in a studio.
It's real. I miss this place so much.
I know. I mean, I love your van, but it feels so good to not have microphone difficulties like every other week.
Chris is not going to be mad at me because my mic was so far away. It's right here.
Well, last week it was me. I was far away.
Really?
Yeah. And I couldn't I was like, okay, it has to be the mics if I messed up.
Man,
I'm not taking responsibility for that.
I'm so glad we're just back, though. It just feels like things are getting back to normal.
Yeah, it feels normal. It seems a little different, though. He's like, we're sanitizing the mics, and we're not leaving them in the rooms.
Yeah.
And I can only trust myself to make sure that they're clean.
He's not just like...
And I'm like, okay, well, thank you so much.
Well, you know, he knows best. He's just trying to keep us safe.
Well, I appreciate that.
Thank you, Chris.
So today we're going to be talking about a topic that was requested. Sometimes people ask us to talk about things, and sometimes we have to research this stuff because it's just not like we just know it.
Yeah.
We're not like the gods of all knowing.
Yeah.
Although sometimes like we could pass off for it.
So easily. But we won't.
Yeah.
We'll give you the facts.
We'll try. And a little bit of our opinion.
Yeah.
I drink coffee before a game.
Oh, did you really?
A little bit.
Oh my goodness. I didn't have any coffee.
You didn't have any coffee today?
Nope,
you didn't have coffee this morning.
Did
it wear off?
Yeah, it did wear off. Mm. Yeah, I went straight home and took a shower. It's just so hot.
It is
hot. I walked out of the building to the van. And somehow, it looked like I just got done working out.
Oh, wow.
My armpits were just dry.
Oh, my God. Raquel has been sweating all day.
Really?
You guys don't know this, but a fun fact about Rocky is she gets really, really nervous when certain people talk to her.
Yes.
Especially when it has something to do with, like, business, even our podcast.
Yep.
And we'll talk about that, like, in the future about social anxiety.
Yeah.
But
it's very
she covers it up really well. You guys would not be able to see. The reason why right now we don't show you videos is because Rocky is trying to get used to the camera. So sometimes she's like, it's hard for her to get focused. And I have to, like, snap my fingers like, hey, come back, stay focused.
I can't wait for us to show, like, our version of bloopers of, like, me veering off. And you're, like, hand signals.
Like, she's, like, what? Pointing at the paper like, where are we? Do you have a highlighter today? You want a highlighter?
Yeah.
Here.
Thank you,
friend. So funny. You're welcome. Okay, so today's topic is criteria of a cheater. Mm-hmm. Some people just want to know, like, is their partner cheating? Or, like, what does it mean to be categorized as a cheater? Are there, like, certain characteristics or personalities? Or, like, you know, do people have, like, certain reasons? Mm-hmm. Or... I don't know. I'm not sure why people want to know this, but we did gather some information and some research that's been conducted over the years about, like, what it means to be a cheater.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to do a disclaimer. Just because you hear, like, some of these characteristics and reasonings does not mean that your partner is cheating on you. Do not diagnose your partner.
Exactly.
Like, don't go dissecting them and
you
thinking.
You could probably have, like, a really great guy and be listening to this and be like, oh my, it's a cheater. You know, totally
ruin things. No.
Please don't do that.
Yeah. We don't want you to, like, go dissecting your relationship and, like, ruining it. And just don't accuse your partner of cheating. These are just, like, things that people have found and it may or may not resonate with you.
Yeah.
So when we're talking about cheating, we're talking about, like, a person being deceptive to their partner.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's a lot of hard work.
I know.
That's a lot of hard work.
So sometimes, like, it comes out,
uh-huh.
and sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah.
But if your partner is cheating on you and you have like that intuition, sometimes people follow it and they mm-hmm. waste a lot of energy, but yeah. whether they're doing it or not, you can't control it.
Yeah.
So it's almost better to just let it come out. And when it comes out, then you deal with it mm-hmm. instead of like, you know, lots of people go looking for things. Yeah. And then sometimes when you're looking for something, you find something and then you turn it into, oh my God, he's cheating on me or she's exactly. cheating on me. And yeah. it may not even be that.
It may not even be that.
Our mind is very powerful. Mm, mm, mm. Do you want to read the dictionary definition of a cheater?
The dictionary.
Is it guys, she doesn't know where we are in the outline. Lost. Okay, part right. one, letter C.
You lost me when you said disclaimer. I was like, where's the disclaimer?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God. Okay, so...
Part one, letter C. Rocky doesn't know how to read an outline.
Yeah, I'm going to learn real quick.
So proud okay. of you.
So the definition of a cheater. Ugh. A cheater is a person who cheats on a partner, his or her partner. Someone who is systematically deceives their partner. We call this having an affair, an emotional affair or, you know, or, for whatever reasons yeah, that they physical. Can, yeah, physical or, yeah.
So we've gathered some personality and characteristics. So most people who are cheaters or serial cheaters have like several personality traits mm-hmm. that distinguish them from other people. And that's why they're like categorized as a cheater. So the traits can range from being extremely flirtatious to compulsively lying. Hmm. And the better spouse can identify that personality trait of a cheater and the better chance of preventing a cheater from having an affair. So sometimes like that intuition pops in. It's just like,
wow.
If you know what you're looking for, you might exactly. be like, oh no, hey. he might have the build up to be a cheater. Up.
Yeah.
So one of the first first personality characteristics, flirtatious behavior.
Hmm.
So, and this, again, this is not everybody's, a lot of people are flirtatious, but that does not mean that they're a cheater, but typically cheaters are flirtatious. And flirtatious means like, you know, the behavior where they're, where they start chemistry with a lot of people mm-hmm. or they're just like, oh, I love your hair today. Yeah. Or
they just like want to get deep. When
just
they talk
doing,
to you.
Probably doing things that they shouldn't be doing when yeah. they're in relationships.
Yeah.
Like I'm not flirtatious at all. That is not my personality. Mm-hmm. I'm just mm-hmm. like, ugh, I don't waste my time.
I don't even know how to flirt, but that is a good red sign, a red flag right there.
But don't go diagnosing your relationship.
Yeah, mine is cutting in and out.
Is it? You talk right into it.
Here.
Oh, you
go.
There you go.
Now, okay.
Okay. Somebody was peeking at the door.
Yeah, I had to wave really quick.
Oh my god, that's flirtatious. See, there, you know how to be flirtatious.
No, I didn't want to be rude. He waved.
I'm not calling you a cheater. I'm just saying you're flirtatious.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Okay. Am I?
Uh huh. I've seen it. I don't think that you know that you're flirting, but you were flirting.
Mm.
And it's okay. You're very charming.
I like to flirt. I would like to be a better flirter.
Oh.
I think it would be fun.
Maybe we should take a class.
We should.
Well. Yeah.
That's an art. And okay. some people, like, it just comes natural to them and others. Anyways.
I just don't want that. I'll be there for support.
Okay.
I don't like people.
Yeah. Okay. So then the next. What's the next?
I cannot. Look, guys, I've been trying to not call her out on, like, not following
it.
The outline.
I am following it.
But. I mean, she's very much trying.
I am. Look.
But Rocky is just, you know, she goes with the flow and she's just living life. And
there's
I'm
so
like,
much.
stick to the script. I don't know how to live. I don't know which way is the right way or the wrong way. I don't know if I'm messing it up or she's messing it up. And I just can't live without like being in control.
because when we talk, we have so much fun.
Oh, we do.
We do. That's how I get lost.
So another characteristic is what?
Manipulating.
Yes.
It's so horrible.
So it doesn't mean that people who are manipulative are cheaters, but mm-hmm. typically, psychologically, a cheater can manipulate the person they're cheating on in order to keep the affair from being discovered. So being manipulative, it actually is a craft that most cheaters have developed.
Yeah.
And cheaters are not manipulative. Cheaters who are not manipulative are normally caught quickly. And that's, which is why cheaters have developed the art of manipulation.
Wow.
Obviously, if you have like a lot of energy to cheat on your spouse, yeah. then you have to be somewhat manipulative.
Exactly.
I think that people have like surface lies when they mm-hmm. cheat and they're just like, oh, I'm going to go hang out with the girl.
Yeah.
But I think like a master cheater is just like they have it down to the T.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to go hang out with the girls. And if the man calls the girl, hey, girl, tell him I'm with you.
Yep.
Tell him I'm in the bathroom. I can't come.
Yep.
Or something like that. I don't know.
Oh, my God. That's a lot of work.
That is a lot of work.
I would forget. I forget things already. So I know I would tell on myself. Mm. Weren't you at a...
I think most people who are like maybe mature and secure in themselves don't cheat. And they have a lot more respect. Like, you know, I'm just not going to do that to myself. It's not even so much about the other person.
Yeah.
It's just like...
That's true.
You know, some people have no problem dating like one or two or maybe three people at a time and saying like, look, I'm dating John, Jim, and Joe.
Yeah.
And look, I'm just dating y'all. And that's it.
And that's it.
Yeah.
That's it. But be upfront about it.
Yeah. Like that show. Have you seen the show? Is it Insecure where she dates? No.
What show?
Oh, gosh. She Gotta Have It.
Yes.
I love that show.
Yes.
Like how like honest, open, and real she can be.
Yeah.
That
was a good show.
Yeah. Oh, another characteristic that a cheater has is compulsive lying.
Wow.
I actually know a lot of compulsive liars. And I don't know if they're cheaters, but most cheaters doubles as compulsive liars. Like, they typically lie about anything.
Anything. It could just be, like, walking to the store, but you went to the mailbox instead. But it's just, you know, for whatever reason.
Yeah.
You just...
They can say things like...
You just
like,
don't feel like...
I'm a real estate agent, but they're really not.
They're really not. like, you're posting on your Facebook that you make $75,000... But
you don't.
But you don't. You don't even have a job.
Oh, my God.
You know
or
what I'm saying?
I have kids, but you don't.
You don't have any
like,
kids.
Typically, like, compulsive liars are also chameleons.
I have met a person like that.
Yeah.
Told lie after lie after lie. And after a while, we didn't know what to believe.
Yeah, yeah.
You have a son. He's a model. He lives in France.
What?
How are you? But you live in Texas, and you are barely making it. Where is your son? Can he help you out?
Oh, my goodness.
And then, like, his name changed. Like, the dude that lied to us for years, this character, whatever, Jean-Claude something, like, something's, like, so French, whatever. And he had, like, this elaborate life. He had these children. They were intelligent. But it just nothing added up because he...
The lies keep changing.
The lies kept changing, but obviously, but also he was ratchet. So this life that you were talking about, how do you fit into that life if you're ratchet? You are ratchet.
Typically, ratchet. Typically, people who are compulsive liars actually lie based on the people that they're talking to. So, like, if you have a lavish lifestyle, now I'm going to lie and pretend like I have one, too.
Wow.
Yeah, like, and really, compulsive liars basically just lie about anything. And sometimes they lie so much that they start to believe themselves.
I can understand that.
Ew. So, let's see. So, cheaters do double as compulsive liars in order to hide their affairs from their significant other. And being a compulsive liar doesn't necessarily mean a person is a cheater. And being a cheater doesn't always mean that person is a compulsive liar. It should be noted that compulsive lying and deception are two personality traits of a cheater.
Wow. Can I just say it one more time?
What?
That's a lot of work.
That is a lot of work.
That's so much work. Just be regular.
Yeah.
If you don't want the person, just say, hey, I don't love you anymore. this is not going to work out.
But a compulsive liar wouldn't do that.
Good.
They'd say, I love you. I love you so much. I want to be with you for the rest of my life. Please, just be with me. I'm going to go hang out now. Be here when I come back because I love you so much.
Because I love you so much. I can't live without you. Gosh. Look at you. So beautiful.
That would hurt my feelings so much.
Man, I'd be devastated.
Yeah. Actually, I've been cheated on a lot, so yeah.
Man.
My feelings have been hurt a lot.
It feels bad. You feel fooled?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been cheated on. And you just kind of left with, like, I'm not enough.
Where were we when we were trying to find out the criteria of a cheater? Where was the Rocky and Jiffy show then? Now we know. We're going to point you out. We know who you are.
We know who you are.
You cannot hide from us.
Man. Now we're going to have women calling us, hey, so,
We're just going to send you the link. Refer to the link.
Refer to the link, ma'am. Refer to the link.
What's another personality characteristic of a cheater?
Narcissism.
Oh, my God. That's the worst.
That's a scary word, actually.
Yeah.
A narcissist. Ugh. A narcissist feels entitled to whatever they can take.
Mm-hmm.
That is dangerous.
Take it. Take it. That's mine. Like, narcissists have very strong, like,
that
presence.
That sounds like Trump.
Yeah. Very strong presence. They actually control everything.
Everything.
They exploit everybody. Mm-hmm. Like, they degrade people. Yep. They make
any
people feel very small. Yeah.
Any chance they get. As soon as it makes them feel good,
mm-hmm.
that's when it happens. A narcissist is very selfish and greedy,
mm-hmm.
Which equates to the personality of a cheater.
Yeah. And it makes sense because somebody who was a narcissist is full of themselves. And when they're full of themselves, they're looking for self-gratification.
All the time.
And when they're looking for self-gratification, your needs and your wants, they don't matter.
They don't matter.
I'm just going to do what I want to do because...
And they shine all the time.
Yeah. And sometimes, honestly, narcissists they don't hide the fact that they're cheaters.
Mm-hmm.
Their spouse knows that they're cheating on them, and they'll say, I'm going to do what I want to do because that's just what I want to do. I'm just doing me.
Wow.
Narcissists are very bold cheaters.
Yeah.
And I want to say, like, 90% of narcissists are cheaters, and 90% of cheaters are narcissists.
Do you think that they feel like that they have a right to do that?
Oh, yeah. I think
that it's okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that people who think that it's, like, not okay, but they're just like, oh, well, I guess I'm going to keep doing it until I find someone who's okay with it?
No, I don't think that they care. I don't think that they care about people at all. I think that they're just trying to get their dick wet or they're just trying to satisfy, like, whatever void that they're trying to
escape.
Yeah.
That's a scary...
I don't think that they're looking... Narcissists don't look to settle down.
Hmm.
That's not what narcissists do.
They're
looking to feel good.
They're just looking for the next thing.
Yeah, wow. They're looking for something, like, better to come.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Also...
And there's the emotionally dependent.
Yeah, people who are emotionally dependent. And this is scary because there was some research done about people who are abandoned are often cheaters.
Wow.
And so it says that many cheaters suffer from an abandonment syndrome and are actually afraid of being alone. So the fear that they have of being alone might compel them to seek out a second relationship as added security.
Wow.
A cheater may have been abandoned by family or past lover and translate that fear through extramarital affairs. So just the point of, like, I don't ever want to be alone.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have, like, maybe one or maybe two mm-hmm. or maybe three people. And cheating is not just, like, physical. It can be mm-hmm. emotional, too.
Yeah.
Like, you have these emotional relationships
True.
With different people so mm-hmm. that you know that you'll always have somebody. So
exactly.
if, you know, one person's mad at you, at least I got him to talk to
exactly.
or at least I got her.
Yeah.
And I don't think that, again... I don't think that all of these apply to everybody. And I don't think just because you were abandoned means that you're a cheater.
Yeah,
and I don't think because you're a cheater doesn't mean that you are abandoned.
But, you know, they have found that.
Yeah.
This does relate in some way.
Mm-hmm.
That's so sad. And then there is, I don't know how to say that word.
Someone who's insatiable.
Uh-huh.
Meaning they're never satisfied.
Oh, my God.
So that's a personality trait, like, some people can be never be satisfied in a relationship, and some people can never be satisfied in life. I'm insatiable when it comes to business. I will never, ever, ever be satisfied with where I am with business and the amount of money that I have and, like, the goals that I have for myself. I will climb until I can't climb no more, until I reach the top, until the top ain't the top no more.
Wow.
But some people are like that when it comes to love and affection and relationships.
That's a lot.
That's... It is a lot.
I had to say it.
It's very dangerous,
too. That just makes me want to run. I want to run right up out of the room like the house is on fire.
So if you meet somebody, pay attention, people. If you meet somebody who is insatiable and they're never satisfied with what you do, they're never satisfied with the things that you say, they're just never satisfied no matter what your efforts, what your attempts, everything that you've put forth, they may have a characteristic of a cheater. They might be a cheater. Mm-hmm. Because if they're not satisfied with you, they're looking for satisfaction. Or they could be.
That's ridiculous.
I know. So some cheaters are never satisfied emotionally, sexually, or mentally, and are constantly looking for new and more fulfillment from additional relationships. It is not possible to fulfill the desires of an insatiable person. So a cheater who has the personality trait of insatiability has a high probability of compulsive cheating.
Wow.
Jesus. Again, don't go dissecting your partners now. It doesn't mean because...
But if you... are that partner that you have been cheated on, and you know, you missed it the first time and even the second time, and you're that woman, you're that man that really believes in, you know, working it out, let us help you with these little clues.
Yeah.
Because.
And if you are the cheater, you need to know why.
You need to know why you cheat.
Yeah. And sometimes there's deep-seated reasons why people do things and they're not understanding. Like, maybe you have some of these personality characteristics.
Exactly.
And maybe, like...
You might be insatiable.
And maybe you don't want to be a cheater. And
you're trying to change.
And we're going to talk about different reasons why people cheat and myth busters, too.
Oh, man.
Also, a characteristic of a cheater is jealousy.
Yeah. Many cheaters are extremely jealous and insecure. I can't stand jealousy. I really cannot. The jealousy that is displayed towards the spouse is normally a reflection of their own unfaithfulness.
I've heard that. Have you heard that? Like, the person who is typically accusing is the one who is doing?
Yep. And this is a big red flag. Just real quick, just 2 seconds. The whole divorce that happened, this always happened. He never liked anyone, or when I shined, never liked it.
Wow.
And he always had to say how great he was all the time.
That sucks.
All the time. His teeth were whiter than mine. He was better looking than I was. The children, he would go on and on about how smart he was. And he said, you don't get your smartness from your mom, you get it from me. Although scientists prove that, you know, children inherit their mother's
intelligence.
But that's not true. You get it from me. Like, he always, always just, and I would always just feel so small. Mm. Always just so small. What else does it say?
So let's see, the characteristics in a personality of a cheater. We've talked about flirtatious, being manipulative, being a compulsive liar, narcissism, emotionally dependent, someone who is insatiable, and people who are jealous. Now, just because someone has these characteristics, it doesn't necessarily make that person a cheater, but someone who cheats typically has some types of these behaviors. Mm-hmm. So now we're going to talk about the reasons why people cheat. So some people verbalize cheating for different reasons. Mm-hmm. And some people can't verbalize a reason. Like, they don't know.
Yeah, they just did it.
Yeah, they just did it. And these are the common reasons that we found. Sometimes, but not always, people express falling out of love. And
7-year itch.
Oh, man. That sucks.
Yeah, it does.
So, like, some people can say, like, oh, I just, you know, I cheated just, because I fell out of love. Mm-hmm. And you know what sucks is sometimes people are married, and when mm-hmm. they're married, they don't want to get divorced.
Exactly.
So they want to keep the marriage going, but they still have, like, these extramarital mm-hmm. affairs.
Like, oh, and they make excuses for it.
And you know what? Sometimes, I guess that does happen. Sometimes they actually leave their marriages for that person.
For that person.
Ugh. Wouldn't that person feel like he did it to her? She's going to do it. He's going to do it to me.
Yeah. That's why I never cheated. Mm. What goes around comes around.
Yep. Some people cheat for variety.
Oh, my goodness.
They just, I don't know. Sometimes they're, oh, my God. These are reasons that people, there was research done. There's even some doctors' names. Like, people are saying that they're bored, so they just did it for variety.
Oh, my Lord.
They want to have different, like, sex, different types of sex. They want to have,
they want,
like,
different women.
They want different types of women or different types of men.
They want it all.
I want it all.
Song.
I mean, it makes sense, but that's when you can utilize the dating. You don't have to actually commit to someone if you want variety.
Exactly.
Like, you have to know yourself. If you know yourself and you know, like, okay, I want this type of woman. I want a bad and bougie woman. I want a woman who can cook. And sometimes all those characteristics
like
don't fit
Jay-Z
in one woman.
Song where he's talking about all his women that he loves. I like girls, 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 girls. He's just describing why he likes this girl and why she's, and I was just like, what? This is crazy.
That's okay if you're dating, though.
Yeah, it's fine if you're dating.
And you have to be honest. You have to be honest with yourself and with them. Like, I'm just dating you. We're not in a committed relationship.
But for
I'm
someone
not gonna be exclusive.
To be in a marriage.
Oh, yeah.
And you're for variety.
Yeah.
Motherfucker. I'm going to kill you. I'm going to give you some variety.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you some variety.
You know, some people...
The arrogance. That's what it is. It's arrogant. Variety.
What are the reasons do people cheat?
Feeling neglected.
I can see that. Mm-hmm. You know, feeling neglected, like, mm-hmm. emotionally.
Yeah.
It's still no excuse. If you're feeling neglected, you need to be able to verbalize, like, maybe we need to have more sex, or I can appreciate someone's honesty. Like, look, if you don't have sex with me, I'm going to have sex with
somebody else. I'm going
to
go
like,
get it.
I can appreciate that. It's either going to do one or two things to me. It's going to light a fire up under my ass, and it's going to be like, well, go ahead, shit.
Bye.
If you do it, if you even think about that, like, it'll do one or two things. And mm-hmm. I think that people need to exercise their voice a little bit more. Yeah. Nobody has, like, a real reason to cheat, but these are just reasons that they express. Like, you know, this is why I cheated.
Feeling neglected. That's sad.
Also, like, situational forces. Like, in instances, they don't plan it. Mm-hmm. I just, like, oh, I got drunk and it happened.
That's still no excuse.
And it's not an excuse. You should be able to control yourself, but 70% of people have cheated because of situational reasons. They got mad. They walked out. They were drunk. There was an opportunity. A woman threw themselves at them. Like,
wait, what?
Some men cannot turn down women. If a woman comes to them and they flash their titties or they start kissing them most men will not turn it down. Try it. I want you to try it.
I have never.
I want you to try it. This is what the research says. Let's prove the research wrong.
Oh, my goodness. How do we prove this?
I don't know.
Shoot.
We're going to have to test it on a married man.
No! Who will let us borrow their man?
Raquel, that was a test. I was testing you. You're not supposed to be okay with that.
These days, I have been in a destructive mood.
What you can do is just test it on a man, on a single man.
On a single
man. Oh, well, that wouldn't matter, right? Because it wouldn't prove anything.
It wouldn't prove anything.
Because he's not, like, actually cheating.
It would have to be, like, almost, like, your dating would have to be, like, pretty far. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we can't prove
along,
it. I mean, you can.
No, there's no way.
I'm going to support you in that.
Oh, shoot. What if it was, like, a woman that didn't even want him?
Oh, and look, and some men are forceful though. But you can, it takes two people to cheat. So if exactly. she didn't want him, then he couldn't cheat. Mm. Unless she was drunk too. Mm. 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 And she didn't care. I personally have never been drunk. So I don't understand, like, if you when you drink. Mm-hmm. I just don't drink.
Okay. So I don't know. I do drink.
Okay. So tell me how it goes.
What so I can you, all your is it your inhibitions? You know, mm-hmm. They go to the wayside. You know, you're chill, you're loose, you're relaxed, and you're
just like, let's do whatever.
Everyone looks beautiful.
Oh my god!
When they talk about
that, makes sense why people cheat. Then
I mean,
when they're drunk,
you slept with the old girl and you woke, you went to bed. I mean, you were fucking her. She looked woo. You woke up and it was like like you're trying to bite your arm off to get out. But I do, you know, I drink so, and I have gotten drunk and I have been in a situation where I was married once and there was, you know, like a whole crowd of people and I could have, but your
marriage was your priority.
It's my priority.
Okay. So and then more so than there's that, some self-restraint. What about me?
Like, you know, I've worked hard for my character and who I am. Mm. You know what I'm saying? That's one thing that stops me. Sometimes you can't ever, my godmother used to say, if you think being married is going to stop you from cheating, you're a joke.
Mm. No, I believe
that's
that.
A joke.
I don't think anything stops anybody from cheating if that's what they want to do.
If that's what you want, that's what you want.
There are people who are like,
you.
Yeah, there are people who are like really, really committed to their relationships, yeah. but not only to their relationships, to themselves. Like I put myself before anything and anybody. You don't. You didn't because you were in a relationship yeah. where he was like controlling.
And I thought that's what I was supposed to do. Hmm. I wasn't supposed to like want anything or expect anything. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Wow.
Wow. See, these are teaching moments. Mm-hmm. People also cheat. Ooh, Jesus. Come on, girl, say it.
To boost self-esteem?
Yeah, to make themselves feel better. I'm just going to cheat because I can.
I can.
I mean, it makes sense, but
again, arrogant.
This is more than half of 57% indicated that enhancing their self-esteem was a motive for their cheating. Like the people who are just like, oh, I still got it.
Yeah.
You've been married for like 12 years and you just want to know if you still got it. And then you cheat.
And
it's a confirmation that you still got it.
Wow.
Are you starting to like reflect back on your marriage?
Yes. And some of my some other people's marriages.
Oh Lord!
It wasn't even so much of like, you know, I still got it. It was, man, no one finds me attractive.
Oh yeah.
Wait, definitely. What, bitch? You got a whole wife right sitting right over there. Didn't you just no
attention seekers?
Attention seekers.
43% of people said that they cheated out of anger.
Wow,
they got into like an argument, and that was a way to punish their partner. But see, here's the thing:
that's not punishing your partner. That's punishing
I've done that.
You.
I've done that before. I was in a relationship a while ago, and he cheated on me. And he actually told me. He told me that he cheated on me, and I was trying to make. I don't know if I was trying to make him feel better or him feel bad or me feel better.
Yeah.
And I did it and it didn't do anything for me. I was just like, why? Like, I don't understand. I think he did. I'm not sure why he cheated. I think he was, I don't read some of these things up here. Mm-hmm. I think he was looking for variety for sure. I think that. I don't think it was any situational forces. I think he put himself in situations like...
Sounds like a self-sabotage.
Oh, yeah. He was a Leo, too. I'm a Leo. He was a Leo. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I think male Leos are just different. Male
they
Leos
are
like,
different.
Full of themselves.
They're a force
and,
to be reckoned with.
Yeah. But he cheated
on
me.
A force to be reckoned with.
So he cheated on me. And then in revenge, I cheated on him. And then I told him, but he didn't believe me. So it was just like, I didn't accomplish anything.
Nothing.
Because he didn't believe me. Because he was just like, you don't cheat. You're just not the type to cheat. You're just too loyal for that. And I'm just like, okay.
Wow.
He didn't believe me. And I was like.
He didn't think you had any spice?
No.
Any danger? You were dangerous.
Look up danger.
And then there's, oh my goodness, not feeling committed.
It says 41% of participants indicated that low levels of commitment for their romantic partners.
Okay, why do you even enter a relationship
if you don't have the intention of feeling committed?
What's the point?
Yeah, at that point, if you're feeling like you're not committed.
That sounds like a foolish person. Like you're just going along for the ride?
Yeah.
Like you're lonely maybe? Not feeling committed. You just need a friend.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not trying to be commit. You're not trying to commit to nothing.
I think it's like a general feeling of relationship dissatisfaction.
Wow.
That's not, it's still not okay. But mm-mm. These are reasons why people actually verbalize that they cheated. Mm. Other people, about 32% of people saying that they cheated because of sexual desire. Mm. And maybe they're just not getting enough sex at home. Or like, I mean, sometimes people have high sex drives and they're paired with people who have low sex drives,
yeah.
It's still not an excuse to cheat.
It's not.
But I know that people creative. Do it.
You gotta be. Have you ever, so you had someone, like you just said, he just came right out and said, I cheated on mm-hmm. you. Well, I had someone, the only guy, tell me why and when he would cheat.
Wow.
If he ever decides
narcissist.
To cheat.
Narcissist. That's a fucking narcissist. Narcissists do not care. They don't care if they cheat. They're going to tell you that they're cheat. Like they're not going to lie to you. They're going to tell you the truth, but they're telling you for a reason because they want to hurt your feelings. They don't care.
Oh my God.
Yeah. That's a narcissist.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. That's a lot.
There was some research done about commonalities and flawed thinking of a cheater. So these are what cheaters tell themselves. Mm-hmm. Or like, for instance, they're able to justify cheating.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody who cheats, they tell themselves, well, I had to cheat because she's not giving me enough sex, or our relationship is just not going anywhere, or he's not paying enough attention. Yeah, or he's not supporting my business, or like they're rationalized and justify, like, I cheated because of this.
Wow.
So, and everybody who cheats probably has like, mm-hmm. I did it because of this. I did it because of that.
Well,
and they're trying to justify it in their own mind. Like,
Then there's just so much.
I know. So another way that a cheater thinks is like, mostly all cheaters think like they don't want to hurt their partner. They do it, but they feel like it's actually, the nicest thing that they could do is
what?
I've heard this.
I have never heard this.
They believe like, okay,
that's
so they're
the nicest thing
some
they
people
could do.
Are cheating on their partners and they're never going to tell them. And they feel like it's actually nicer that they're going behind their back that they don't know. Like these people are typically not narcissists. Narcissists don't care. They'll tell you.
Yeah.
But most people who are cheaters, they are not going to tell you that they're cheating on you. And they feel like they're doing you a favor by one, getting their satisfaction somewhere else. And two, like, they're not going to tell you. Cheaters actually think like this.
This is a lot of work.
It is a lot of work.
To be a cheater.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all are a multitasker. Multitasker.
I know.
Wow.
Some cheaters actually...
They believe their partner made them do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Raquel I've heard is just that. Like, what?
I've heard that.
Yeah.
Serial cheaters often take out frustration, anger, embarrassment, or feeling of inadequacy on their partner by cheating on them with with the mindset that it's their partner's fault.
Yeah. Yeah, like...
He did it again.
Yeah, he embarrasses me, like...
Always giving me excuses.
Mm-hmm.
You failed me again. You disappointed me again.
Well, I guess I'm going to go cheat now.
I guess I'm going to go stick it in someone. I hope it falls off.
Man. People who think that their partner is responsible for their happiness...
That's a lot.
It can be dangerous because they don't take responsibility for their own happiness. They're just like depending on their partner, and sometimes that can be hard. That can be hard. Like,
wow.
I don't know.
That's a lot.
That is a lot. Jesus.
Like, so you mean to tell me that they like, how does this work? Like anything that they don't have, that they don't, they're like, just anything in their relationship that they don't like, they just blame the other partner.
Yeah, it's they're deflecting. If you are somebody who believes that someone else is responsible for your happiness, mm-hmm. and you exhibit like, or you have these characteristics of a cheater, mm-hmm. one solution to probably make you like stay in a committed relationship is to find a way to make yourself happy.
Mm-hmm.
Because people who are happy with themselves and are happy with their lives,
they have
and,
great relationships.
Yeah. If you are just like one, I know who I am. Mm-hmm. I know who I am. I know what I want.
Yeah.
I was not always this person. I have not always been like the most loyal, most faithful person, but I have grown into somebody that I love and that I appreciate and that I respect. And before anybody else, I love myself and I respect myself and I honor myself more than anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I found true happiness in me.
That's good.
I don't need to find that in someone else.
Mm-hmm.
So if, for instance, my partner is not making me happy, I don't feel like, okay, well, let me just go find happiness in this mm-hmm. other person.
Yeah.
And if you see that your partner depends on you for their happiness and all of a sudden they just say, like, I'm not happy with you, that should be a sign
mm-hmm.
that you need to have a conversation and probably say, like, okay, well, if I'm not making you happy, what does that mean? Does
exactly.
that mean that you're going to find happiness somewhere else?
Wow.
Yeah, that's probably a conversation that needs mm-hmm. to happen. Some ways that like people who cheat, they feel misunderstood
mm-hmm.
and they feel misunderstood and you don't understand me. I'm going to find somebody who does understand me, even if it's just for the moment,
wow.
even if it's not the physical stuff.
You're not on my level.
Yeah.
Why aren't you on my level?
Yeah. I know.
God.
I know so many married people who are cheaters. And I just can't wrap my brain around it. Not being married. I cannot.
Wow.
I like when somebody's in relationships, mm-hmm. I mean, I kind of get that, but I also just feel like,
I mean,
it's easy to have a conversation with somebody
uh-huh.
nowadays.
Yeah.
Like people are like raw and uncut nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are not with somebody who is raw and uncut, you need to find you somebody else because
wow.
you should be able to be in a relationship with somebody and say like, look, I'm not happy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, you should be able... I was not happy when D told me, like, look, if you don't give me more sex, then I'm going to get it from somebody else. I was not happy, but you should be able to have those conversations
yeah.
with people.
True.
Oh, Jesus. You see, I'm, like, tapping on the table.
You're very
like, looking at my
but
hand.
Nothing passion is coming out.
When I watch, like, TV shows and I see, like, I always bring up Spider-Man. You know I love
uh-huh.
that movie.
Yeah.
But,
I can't stand Spider-Man.
I know.
The bleeding heart.
But when Mary Jane went to Harry's house
yeah.
and they kissed, I was like, no! She has a man. You was Spider-Man! I almost, bitch, leave him alone! Get away, Mary Jane! Get away! I just, oh, goodness.
Oh, my God, you're killing me.
I am. Can you believe we have been talking? How long has it been? We're like almost out of time.
Are you serious?
I'm not sure.
We just started.
I feel like
it's only been 30 minutes.
It's only been 30 minutes.
That's what it feels like.
I don't think so. I think we have like 7 to 10 minutes.
This always happens to us.
I know.
Especially like with good stuff. Like this stuff is so juicy.
I know.
And we're just getting into the good stuff.
Okay, well, somebody who feels unlovable.
Mm-hmm.
No one can love me. I don't know how many times I heard a man tell me, like, I'm just not good for you. I'm just not right. And anytime
why do
somebody
they say that?
Because they know that they're doing wrong. Man, I had a man who I was with. And this is when I lived in California. I was with this man. He was an older man. And I thought, like, older men were mature. And he's just
not
like,
always.
I know. And one day he called me. He was just like, I know that you'll find somebody better. I'm just not that great for you. And I didn't understand what that meant, because I'm just like, you're so great. You're so beautiful. You're just like, oh my God, you're a perfect man. Girl, this man was cheating on me. One day he called me with a girl, and he was just like, I'm calling you with my girlfriend. And I'm like, girlfriend, bitch, what? I'm your girlfriend. Not no more.
What?
Y'all need to listen to these people. If these people are saying, if they say like, oh, you'll find somebody who's better for you, you'll find somebody who deserves your love. You just don't deserve me. Or I don't deserve you.
Just say, okay.
This is a red flag.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's another thing that happened.
Oh my God, girl. Let me just like talk this about entire your paper.
This is kind of like PTSD.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry. We're trying to like build and grow and just like let it go.
We are.
I forgot all about that.
Wow. They speak up about things that you don't like in the relationship. Is that right?
Oh, well, that makes sense. No. That's a solution to feeling misunderstood. Okay. If you feel misunderstood, you should speak up and have those you need to have conversations.
Yeah. If you're not a communicator, you've got to learn how to communicate.
Yeah. Sometimes there's an easy fix.
It will damage a relationship.
Someone who believes that someone else will make them happier. These are the people who are always looking for better.
Wow.
It's just like, well, I know you're the best, but there's probably better out there for me. Mm-hmm.
Good luck.
I know.
I'm going to find my perfect woman.
Cheaters also believe that some cheaters also believe that they can't help it. I can't help it. I had to cheat.
This is who I am. Like
I know something like that.
Like how I've met someone who said, I'm kind of an asshole. Like what they're saying is I'm not going to change this. I can't change it.
When people reveal themselves to you, believe them.
Listen to
you
them.
You should listen to them, right?
Listen. When they say things like that, don't think that you can change them.
Yeah, you cannot change people.
Because you can tell when a person is changing and they have changed. They listen to the way they talk. I used to do that. I don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
I was like that, but I don't fly like that no more.
That is so perfect for myths. Myths about cheating that you should stop believing. You know what people say? Once a cheater, always a cheater. It's not true.
No.
It's not true. Okay, no, that's a good myth. Listen to what you just said. You just said that listen to what people say. I used to do that. Mm-hmm. I don't do that anymore.
Exactly.
You know that you're not the same person that you were 10 years ago.
Oh, absolutely.
So if you used to be a liar and you're saying I'm not a liar anymore, people can change. So do not tell yourself like, oh, well, she cheated in her last relationship. She's going to cheat on me. No. Everybody's not the same.
Exactly.
She probably did it for a reason.
Mm-hmm. And then I got to fix it.
Yeah. Oh, another myth. You can start with the top one. So I skipped all the way to D.
Wait, men cheat more often than women?
That's a myth. Yeah, women in this day and age, women are cheating much more than men because they feel like they have a reason to. I know that like back in the day, people used to think like men cheat because they want pussy. But I believe that women are more emotional cheaters and they're looking for love in like all different areas.
Yeah.
And these men that they cheating on with, they're not looking for love.
My God. There's another one. Cheaters aren't still in love with their significant other.
Yeah, don't believe that. Just because somebody cheats doesn't mean that they don't love the person. Mm-hmm. They're either not communicating. Mm-hmm. They don't know how to like make the relationship work. There's some like barrier that's stopping them from cheating or stopping them from like progressing. But just because they cheat doesn't mean that they're in love. Mm-hmm. Only 28% of divorces are because of somebody cheats. Typically, when people cheat, they still stay in relationships together.
Okay.
So that's not true.
The next myth is cheating is only physical.
Definitely
that
not
is
true.
Not true.
I know somebody.
That is so not true.
I know somebody who is cheating right now with a man who lives in another country.
What?
Yeah, I'm just like emotional, like somebody to have a conversation with.
Okay.
Talking to you when I go to work or like texting you throughout the day. Yeah. Like just filling that void. Filling the void that the husband doesn't do. I don't know.
Or the way that they talk to you, the conversation that you have.
Yeah, so that's a myth.
Mm-hmm. Another myth. Oh, you already said that one. the once a cheater, always a cheater.
Yeah, no, don't believe that.
Don't believe that. That's not true. Another one is cheater, cheater. If they are unhappy, cheaters cheat if they are in an unhappy in a current relationship.
As confusing as that sounds, some cheaters actually live like a happy life with their significant other. I know somebody who is in a happy, loving marriage. Husband does everything for them.
What?
I mean, like cooks and cleans and washes clothes. No. So she's in a happy relationship with her husband. Mm-hmm. I mean, he cooks, he cleans, he washes clothes, he washes her car. Like, he literally does anything and everything that she asks him to. But she's not cheating because she's unhappy. She's very happy with her husband. But she's greedy. She wants the other person in her life, too. She's addressing the other needs that the husband cannot address. Yes. Even though, like, I don't know. I mean, I understand it, but I would encourage to like find whatever you have in that other person and look for it in your husband.
Oh, man.
Or like work on it. I think relationships take a lot of work.
I just want to say, like, even like the whole like marriage thing, it's just, I feel like it's unrealistic.
Nowadays, I don't think people value marriage as much as they used to.
I don't. There's nothing.
But it's definitely a myth to think that people are cheating because they're unhappy in their current relationship.
Wow.
90% of people who cheat and they are married, they're not leaving their wife or their husband.
Yeah.
They're cheating and, you know, they'll make the other person think like, oh, I'm going to leave you. But they're not leaving.
They're not going to leave.
They're very happy. And they will not tell their husband or their wife that they're cheating because they are happy.
Yeah, I have worked alongside with a coworker years ago, good old Walmart, and this man was in a, like you said, he was in a happy relationship, but he was a compulsive cheater,
mm-hmm.
and he had these women thinking that he was gonna leave his wife
mm-hmm.
for them.
No, it won't happen.
Never did.
No, mm-mm.
Never.
Oh, what's the other myth? This is juicy. I can give you lots on this.
Cheating? Wait, which one?
F. That people cheat because...
they're having... Wait, cheat? I don't know. Say it. Go for it. I can't get it. I can't wrap my mind around it.
Another myth is that people cheat because they aren't having sex with their significant other. I knew somebody...
Wait, what?
Who... This is a myth. People think that they're cheating because they're not having sex with their partner. I knew somebody who would cheat the same day and go back home and have sex with their wife, too.
Ew.
Yes.
That's gross.
It's like a sexual drive. It's like a control thing. It's like they want more attention.
That's greedy.
They're like, it's not because
that's
they're not.
Greedy.
That is greedy. But it's not because they're not having sex. So that is a myth. So just because you're having a lot of sex with your partner doesn't mean that they won't cheat on you. Because people who are cheaters and they have those personality and those characteristics of a cheater, they'll do it and they're not doing it because of you. You ever heard like, oh, well, it's not you, it's me. The boyfriend who cheated on me so much, he always said, like, I just have a problem. I have a problem. Yeah. It's not you, it's me. And I always thought, like, oh, my God, I'm not cute enough or I'm not doing enough. And I did everything. I cooked, I cleaned, I worked. I mean, I was just like this beautiful boxer and I was popular. And I was just like, what more could he want? But it had nothing to do with me.
Yeah,
it's not me, it's them. So.
Wow.
Yes.
But they would make you feel.
Yeah, they make you feel that way. And I don't know. It sucks.
It sucks.
Another myth is that cheaters only cheat if to get out of their marriage. That's definitely a myth. Because like she said, they're not leaving their marriages. They're not leaving. They're not going anywhere.
Mm.
If you're cheating with a married person, you need to understand he is lying to you.
Yeah.
She is lying to you.
Yep.
They're not leaving their marriage.
They're not leaving their marriage.
You know how much it costs to get married?
Not much.
Oh.
But it takes a lot to get divorced.
Oh. Okay. You know how much it costs to get divorced?
Yeah.
I know nothing about that.
It's a pretty penny to get divorced. That's not something anybody is trying to, no one's gonna run towards that.
Yeah.
Very fast.
Another myth is that people believe that cheating is intentional. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes it just happens. Sometimes like people are not planning to cheat.
Yeah.
I don't think people plan to cheat. I think sometimes it just happens.
Yeah, but you still got to be responsible.
Yeah, you do.
Cheats.
Oh. This is the one we just talked about. A myth is that it's the other person's fault. It's not
blaming.
Yeah, it's not. So, and myths are something that you should stop believing. So just to recap, you should stop believing that that men cheat more than women, because that's not true.
And once a cheater, always a cheater. Yeah, that's a myth.
Mm-hmm. You should stop believing that cheaters aren't still in love with their significant other, because they probably are.
Yeah.
You should stop believing that cheating is only physical. Like, cheating is more than physical.
Yeah.
If you have an emotional relationship with somebody, baby, you are cheating.
Because the first time he cheated, she was not pretty in any way, shape, or form.
I'm so sorry that we're, like, having a therapy session.
You know what? It's okay.
That's okay. Yeah.
At least I feel better. I know. Oh, man.
Moving forward. You will not.
I will not be like, skirt. You're not the one. No, sir. Excuse me, sir. You okay?
So we're going to analyze personality. So you guys need to look for the characteristics and personality of a cheater. If they're flirtatious, if they're manipulative, if they're compulsive liar, if they're narcissist, if they're emotionally dependent, if they're insatiable, if they're a jealous type of person, those are probably red flags that they're cheaters. But just because they exhibit some of these characteristics doesn't mean that they are cheaters.
Yeah.
And sometimes not all cheaters exhibit these characteristics.
My mind is blown. It is so blown.
Yeah.
I've learned so much.
We really do like when you guys request topics. If you want to request a topic, you can go to our Facebook page or our Instagram, and you can get that from our website, which we'll play in our outro. And you can also submit those topics and comments on our website, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're only going to be doing 12 episodes this season. This is episode 10, and then we're going to take a little break.
More?
Yeah, we have two more.
Wow.
Season two, we're going to like revamp. We're going to start showing you guys videos.
That went really fast.
I know. We're going to get Raquel's anxiety under control.
Yes. No more anxiety.
Raquel's going to start leading a little bit more.
Yeah.
I am so like... conscious about, I feel like I control everything, and I'm so sorry.
No, you don't control. You really don't. I've been around a lot of controllers.
Oh, yeah. You make me feel so good about myself. I never cheat on you.
I would never cheat on you either.
When people talk to me, she's like, stop it. That's my best friend. Stop it. Get away.
I was really feeling some type of way. It was like, it is a whole child, like, nothing could possibly happen. She can't possibly take my best friend. But just in case, look here, playa. She's mine.
I know. Well, hopefully you guys learned some things and you understand the criteria of a cheater. Just remember, don't go dissecting your relationships. Yeah. Don't pinpoint and say, hey, you're a cheater, you're a cheater.
Yep.
Just be cool. You're aware.
And if you are that person that happens to just keep, you know, bumping into that type of relationship where they're cheating, now you know.
Yeah.
So you can
And don't blame yourself. It has nothing to do with you.
They're
like, people who are cheaters there's inherently something
need something.
Yeah. That's that child psychology shit.
Wow.
Okay, guys. Bye.
See ya.
Roll papers. Thanks for tuning in. You can find us at www.rockyandjiffy.org. That's RAQY, the letter N, JIFFY.org. And don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe, bitch.